Appendix 3. Depression and grief. Grief and depression are different. It is possible to grieve without being depressed, but many of the feelings are similar. Grief encompasses the emotional, physical, behavioral, spiritual, and cognitive responses to loss. Depression is a medical disorder, like diabetes or heart disease, which can be diagnosed and treated. Depression, like grief, affects people holistically, involving the body, our moods, and our thoughts. Classic signs of depression include sadness and crying, fatigue, difficulty thinking clearly or paying attention, loss of appetite and weight loss, withdrawal, feelings of worthlessness, guilt, or hopelessness, and lack of interest or pleasure in normal activities. When someone has been living with depression prior to a loss, it's important to deal with the depression and bereavement as separate issues. Depression can deepen and complicate an individual's response to loss. It limits one's ability to have insight into the grieving process and increases the likelihood to overwhelm. This sense of paralysis can prevent a person from getting support. To progress in the bereavement process, it's essential that the depressive symptoms be recognized and treated. Symptoms that suggest a bereaved person is also depressed. These include intense feelings of guilt not related to the bereavement, thoughts of suicide or a preoccupation with dying, feelings of worthlessness, markedly slow speech and movements or lying in bed doing nothing all day, prolonged or severe inability to function, unable to work, socialize, or enjoy any leisure activity, prolonged hallucinations of the deceased, or hallucinations unrelated to the bereavement. Who is at risk for depression after a loss? It is difficult to judge who will or won't suffer depression after a significant loss. When symptoms of worthlessness, hopelessness, guilt, apathy, or expressions of depressed mood persist beyond 2 months, get evaluated for depression. If complicating factors such as alcohol or drug use, severe anxiety, suicidal ideation, or poor self-care emerge, seek immediate psychiatric evaluation. Risk factors thought to increase the chance of depression include a previous history of depression, current substance abuse problems, history of significant past trauma, intense grief or depressive symptoms early in the grief reaction, few social supports, little experience of death. Treatment for grief and depression. The support of family and friends is invaluable to a bereaved person. Sadness after bereavement is natural. It's normal to want to discuss the deceased and to become upset while doing so. Sharing responses to a loss can support the grieving process. Without a thorough history, physicians, counselors, and psychiatrists sometimes make the mistake of assuming that a bereaved person is depressed. It's important for bereaved people to share their history of loss when seeking treatment or support. Grief counseling can help the mourning process by allowing someone to work through the stages of grief while being properly held. Healthy holding environments apply not only to those dying, but to those left behind as well. The goals of grief counseling include accepting the loss and talking about it, identifying and expressing feelings related to the loss, anger, guilt, anxiety, helplessness, sadness, living without the deceased and making decisions alone, separating emotionally and forming new relationships, the provision of support, identifying ways of coping that suit the bereaved, explaining the grieving process. If depression is thought to be present, then antidepressants can be an effective part of treatment. Antidepressants can treat the depression, but they don't have an effect on the underlying grief. Untreated depression, however, makes it extremely difficult to grieve effectively. Depressive grief versus depression. At times during a grief process, the bereaved may experience depressive grief, which acts as a timeout for grieving persons. It slows everything down and gives the person valuable time to digest experience. Depressive grief differs from clinical or chronic depression in the following ways. depressive grief, mood varies. Depression, consistently low mood. Depressive grief, able to experience some pleasure. Depression, unable to experience pleasure or withdrawn. Depressive grief responds to comfort and support. Depression rejects any/all comfort or support. Depressive grief can express anger appropriately/openly. Depression, anger is turned inward, may complain but does not directly express anger. Depressive grief relates depressed features to loss. Depression does not correlate depression with any particular life event. Depressive grief, preoccupied with the loss. Depression, preoccupied with self-blame. Depressive grief has transient physical complaints. Depression has chronic physical complaints. Depressive grief expressed guilt over some aspects of loss. Depression, pervasive feelings of guilt about everything. Depressive grief, personality remains intact. Depression, dramatic, prolonged personality change. Depressive grief, self-esteem is intact. Depression, lack of self-esteem is pronounced. Depressive grief can feel hopeful at times. Depression feels hopeless, helpless. What might I expect when I am grieving? Common dimensions of grief. The following list can help you realize that you are not alone in your difficult feelings and that these feelings are normal after a loss. Because grief is unfamiliar, we don't know what to expect or the range of possible reactions. Feelings: shock, numbness, denial, disbelief. Anxiety, fear, panic. Loss, emptiness. Loneliness, sadness, depression. Loss of pleasure. Hurt, frustration. Helplessness, hopelessness. Explosive emotions: anger, hate, resentment, jealousy. Guilt, regret. Disorganization, confusion. Relief, emancipation. Reconciliation, re-establishment. Thoughts: disbelief, confusion, preoccupation with the deceased, sense of presence, lack of concentration, trouble remembering things. Behaviors: absent-minded behavior, crying and sobbing, restlessness, inability to sit still, trying to stay busy, visiting places or carrying objects which remind you of the deceased, treasuring objects belonging to the deceased, avoiding reminders of the deceased, expressing grief attacks, sudden acute upsurges of grief, dreams of the deceased. Social dimensions: social withdrawal, fearful of being alone, dependent, clingy behavior, surrounding yourself with others as a form of distraction, irritable, moody, attempts to replace the loss, changes in role, status, family system. Physical dimensions: fatigue, lack of energy, hollowness in the stomach, stomach ache, or other gastrointestinal problems, sleep difficulties, too much or too little, interrupted sleep, weight loss or weight gain with associated appetite changes, feelings of emptiness and heaviness, heart palpitations, trembling, shaking, hot flashes, and other indications of anxiety, nervousness, tension, agitation, irritability, shortness of breath, headache, muscle aches and pains, chest pain, pressure, or discomfort. Spiritual: searching for meaning, asking the why questions, mystical experiences, reassessing values, beliefs, and priorities. If you believe in God, feeling anger toward him or her, or feeling abandoned, exploring new dimensions of faith. And finally, Beth Patterson shares what not to say and what is helpful to say to those who are grieving. What not to say: he's better off. It was her time. Don't cry, be strong. It was the will of the divine. The universe doesn't give us more than we can handle. What is helpful to say: it's okay to cry. This must be so hard for you. I don't know what to say. Just know how much we love you. I will call you tomorrow. This has been an Audible Studios production of Preparing to Die, Practical Advice and Spiritual Wisdom from the Tibetan Buddhist Tradition. Written by Andrew Holacek, foreword by Tulku Thondup Rinpoche. Narrated by Neil Shah and Karen White. Producer Mike Charzuk. Copyright 2013 by Andrew Holacek. Production copyright 2014 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.